At least one person was killed and more than a dozen others injured when a gas line exploded in downtown Durham yesterday morning. It was a chaotic scene as dozens of people escaped from buildings around the fire, and smoke billowed for several hours afterwards. WUNC's Dave DeWitt was there for the immediate aftermath.
As a guy who spends a good chunk of his life raised up high in a bucket truck cutting down tree limbs, Freddie DiValerino does not scare easily, but he's shaking right now.
It blew up right behind us. I mean, I was so traumatized by it. I'm still in shock from it.
And how big was the explosion?
Oh, it was huge. I mean, it blew out all the windows on the whole side of the building, and it blew out major structural damage, too.
DiValerino is about two streets and a parking lot from the scene of the explosion. As he talks, the building is still in flames over his shoulder. About a half hour earlier, it had exploded. Across the parking lot and on the other side of the billowing smoke, Kara Pittman told WUNC's Jason DeBruin a different but no less traumatizing story.
I had just been to Caffeinate an hour ago to get a cup of coffee and smelled the gas leak. And so I knew, well, I assumed that that's what it was, a gas leak explosion.
Sure. Caffeinate was the coffee shop on the ground floor of 115 Duke Street. It was owned by 61-year-old Kong Lee. He died in the explosion. One of his final acts appears to be announcing on Facebook that his shop was closing just before the blast. It was a decision that may have saved countless lives.
It looks like the front of the Pentagon at 9/11 on a very, very, very small scale comparatively.
Robert Zoldos is the fire chief for the city of Durham.
Because it's got the same sort of damage. It's got collapse in the middle, and it's got some cantilever debris on the side. And I say that because I was a 9/11 first responder to the Pentagon.
Zoldos says the cause of the explosion is under investigation. What is known is this. Firefighters were called to the location a little after 9:30 in the morning to investigate a gas leak. They called Dominion Energy and began evacuating people from buildings. At 10:07, an explosion. It broke windows blocks away. Electricity flickered in buildings a mile away. Evacuations continued as the fire spread. About 1,700 students at the Durham School of the Arts sheltered in place. Two blocks away, authorities told preschool teachers at the Duke Memorial Church to leave the building and move their kids across the street to the parking lot of the old Durham police headquarters, an example of just how unsettled and unknown the situation was. Meanwhile, dozens of firefighters fought the flames. Just after noon, the fire was mostly out. A couple of hours later, Durham Mayor Steve Shule spoke to reporters.
We've had a terrible tragedy today. We've had the loss of one life, and we don't know, there could be more. We have people in a hospital in intensive care. And so I feel a real sense of loss and of grief.
But Shule said he also felt a sense of gratitude toward first responders for keeping the situation from being far worse. Satyan Patel agrees. He's the executive chairman of Prescient, the building technology firm that occupied the entire second floor.
It's tragic, it's sad, but I can at least say safely that our employees escaped unscathed. And I actually thank the fire department and the authorities to at least inform us ahead to evacuate.
Yesterday was the officially recognized 150th birthday of the city of Durham. Year 151 begins with anguish at the loss of life and injuries sustained, one of the city's most vibrant districts partially in rubble, and an ongoing investigation into how this happened and what might have been done to prevent it. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.